All right, let's turn tonight to Psalm 84. Psalm 84, and I think we'll get some encouragement from this psalm tonight. And here, brethren, we just see a real zeal for God, or you might say a real passion for God. And it's a beautiful, beautiful psalm. And I really hope it'll encourage us as we pray tonight. I think there's so much here for us to consider and look at. And just to be comforted about a thought that we gather tonight in the presence of the Lord. Just real simple, the Lord is with us. We've all, you know, heard Matthew 18, wherever two or three gather my name, I'm in the midst of them. And certainly we know the context of that passage is church discipline. But he's with us in discipline because he's with us. And so we need to be comforted tonight that as we have gathered to, certainly to read the word of God, but mostly to gather to pray that the Lord is with us. Anyway, let's read Psalm 84 together. We see in the beginning, to the chief musician on an instrument of Gath, a psalm of the sons of Korah. How lovely is your tabernacle, O Lord of hosts. My soul longs, yes, even faints for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out to the living God. Even the sparrow has found a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young. Even your altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are those who dwell in your house. They shall still be praising you, Selah. Blessed is the man whose strength is in you, whose heart is set on a pilgrimage. As they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a spring. The rain also covers it with pools. They go from strength to strength. Each one appears before God in Zion. O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob, Selah. O God, behold our shield and look upon the face of your anointed. For a day in your courts is better than a thousand. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will be withheld from those who walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man who trusts in you. And so, brethren, this is just one of those beautiful, beautiful psalms. And there's many of them that show us a true zeal, a true passion for the Lord. Can I just read you a few passages for our encouragement? One is Psalm 27 and verse 4. Very similar, shows us the zeal for God. One thing, the psalmist says, one thing I have desired of the Lord that I will seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Or Psalm 42 verse 1, as a deer pants for the water brook, so pants my soul for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? Or a psalm of David, Psalm 63, O God, you are my God. Early or earnestly I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh longs for you. In a dry and weary land where there is no water, so I have looked for you in the sanctuary to behold your power and your glory. You see a common theme here, that is, this zeal, this passion, this desire to be in the presence of God, especially in the temple, the tabernacle, the sanctuary. And by the way, you know, if in your own spiritual life you're feeling like you're going through a difficult season or a dry season, I would commend all those psalms to you, Psalm 27, 42, 63, etc., for your contemplation and meditation. But we see this common theme, and that is that the writers of these psalms have been going through a spiritually difficult season, going through trials And in the midst of that, they long for the presence and power of God. And even though they might have fear in their life, you know, you think of Psalm 63, the context of that psalm, as I've mentioned other times, is David's on the run and he's afraid for his life, and there is an attempt to overthrow his government. He says, "Oh God, thou art my God, earnestly I seek you." And so it could be, brethren, that even in your own life this time you're going through your own seasons of trials and troubles. And if that's the case, I would certainly point you to this psalm. We see the same language, this language of longing in this psalm. We have this nameless man. He is, we see, a son of Korah. And you could picture him as someone who has been in charge of the tabernacle. He's a doorkeeper. He's a musician. We see in 1 Chronicles, for example, that in chapter 9, that they were the keepers of the door of the tent. They were gatekeepers. They worked in the tabernacle. And this is probably during the time of the reign of Hezekiah, when the Assyrians, right, they have come into the northern kingdom, and they've come down as far as Jerusalem, and gathering at the tabernacle was difficult. Some of them have come all the way to Jerusalem. And so the godly, you know, the godly people, they've fled down south, they've gone down to Judah. And there is this fear of travel, at least for a season, right? They're afraid to go to the temple, to the tabernacle, because they're afraid of the Syrian armies. But now we have the psalmist do this writing, and it's safer. The Assyrians are gone, and they are now able to go back and gather at the temple. And so we have here the psalmist remembering the joy of serving. How lovely is your tabernacle, O Lord of hosts. My soul longs and even faints for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crying out. We see this desire, longing, passion, zeal to be in the presence of God and with the people of God, to worship God. It is, again, a language of longing. You see, how lovely are your tabernacles. And it was lovely. If this is a reference to Solomon's tabernacle or temple, it was a massive, beautiful complex. Either way, we have this consuming desire to be in the house of God and to be with the people of God. And I just want to say that's true then and that's true now as we gather on a Wednesday night, as we gather to gather with the people of God to pray. We have the same kind of desire, that's to be with the people of God. You know, brethren, true worship flows from a converted heart. True worship is the result of true worshipers. Tonight we gather as the worshipers of the Lord to pray. And if, certainly you can say of them, you can say of us, we don't need a big fancy building for that. We can worship anywhere. But it's certainly also true that the tabernacle is where there was a unique manifestation of the glory of God. It was the Shekinah glory. It says, my soul longs, yes, even faints for the courts of the Lord. My heart and flesh cry out to the living God. You see here a language of great desire to be with the Lord, be with the people of God. You know, in our age, we should also long to be with the body of Christ. To long to gather with the saints, the people that have been purchased by the blood of our Savior Jesus. And just again, brethren, to remind us that he's in our midst even tonight. He's in our midst. He's with us. The Lord is with us. When we gather together and we pray, our Lord is with us. He's with us wherever we go. He's with us all the time. And in a special way, when the people of God, the saints of God gather, he is with us. It's a great promise for us to hold on tonight. That our Savior Jesus promised that he would send a comforter, the Holy Spirit, to be with us. So tonight, as we pray, I want to encourage us to be cognizant, to be aware that the Lord is with us. We're not just shooting darts in the air and hoping to hit somewhere. The Lord is, he hears us. We have a Father who hears us. He hears us. We are invited to the throne of grace, but with boldness. He's with us in a unique way as we come before the throne of grace and we pray, as we fellowship. On the Lord's Day, as we gather together on the day we celebrate our Lord's victorious resurrection, He is with us. He's with us. It's kind of a funny reference in verses 3 and 4. You can see He's even envying the birds who nest. Even the sparrows have found a home and a swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young. Even your altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God, blessed are those who dwell in your house. They will still be praising you, Selah. Again, it's this language of longing. How blessed are these birds because they can be in the presence of God. How much more, the psalmist would say, the blessings on God's people. You know, blessings, brother, is this word of being favored, of being shown grace and mercy. It's a word of happiness, happy in the Lord. It's a happy thing to gather with the people of God. Hope it makes your soul happy to be with the people of God. We also see as we walk through this psalm, the journey to God's house. Look at verse 7 or verse 5. Blessed is man whose strength is in you, whose heart is set on a pilgrimage. It describes passing through the valley of Baca. They make a spring. The rain also covers it with pools. He's describing here the journey now to Jerusalem. And you do pass through this land called weeping. That's what Baca means. And so they're traveling and it's arid and it's dry. And they know on the way that there's going to be some difficulties. And think about this. To go to, you know, Jerusalem, you've got to pack, right? You're packing for your children. You're packing for your family. You're packing food and provisions. And it's a long and hard trip, right? So this is not let's hop in our car. It's let's hoof it, let's walk, or let's get our animals. It's a long and difficult journey that required, you know, preparation and thinking. There's parts of the journey that were going to be difficult. There are parts that would be refreshing, like the springs they would come upon. But it's a journey. It took time. And again, you know, just to kind of bring it to where we're at, you know, we can make excuses, can't we, about, you know, I can't make it to church, this is happening, that's happening. Well, just remember this, brethren. So many before us had it so much more difficult. My wife used to love those pioneer books. She'd always worry about the pioneer women, right, who had it so tough. There were many who before us had it so much harder, so much more difficult. But there is a blessing. Hear this. There's a blessing for those whose hearts are set on the pilgrimage. There's a blessing, you might say, for those who prepare, who prioritize gathering with the saints. Remember that. There's a blessing in that. There's a blessing in that. And then let's just briefly look at the prayer in the temple in verses 8 and 9. We see this prayer, O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob, Selah. O God, behold our shield and look upon the face of your anointed. This is the prayer that we prayed in the presence of God at his tabernacle, praying for the king, blessing God. And then finally, we see in verses 10 through 12, a similar theme of treasuring God's house, treasuring God's house. What a beautiful verse, verse 10 is. It's one that maybe we should think about and even memorize. For a day in your courts is better than 1,000 elsewhere. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness. And brethren, I just want to remind you that it's better to serve God, even if you're not the richest and most powerful in the world, than to be wealthy and wicked and damned. Be thankful for the grace and mercy that God has shown you. And be reminded of the grace and mercy it is that we get to serve Him. He is there. He's called by God to go up to Jerusalem to serve at God's tabernacle. A day in your courts serving is better than 1,000 anywhere else. And all He is a doorkeeper. He's a gatekeeper. It's better than that, than being dwelling in the tents of wickedness. Brother, think for a moment tonight as we prepare our hearts to pray of God's sovereign grace and mercy. And think about where we'd be apart from His grace and mercy. I think about the turning point of conversion in my life when I was 17, and sometimes I think, where would my life be? One time, I passed a friend at a little gas station in Camden. We were buddies, and we were hanging out. We were doing dumb things together, sinful, bad things together. And he looked rough. And I heard stories that he got into all kinds of bad drugs after we parted ways. And I thought, that would be me. That'd probably be me, because we were buddies. And, you know, we got in trouble together. That would probably be me. Just think for a moment, brethren, how great it is that the sovereign God would call you from darkness and bring you into the light of his loving grace. And it's better to be a servant in God's house than to dwell with all the riches and the tents of wickedness. The Lord is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give you grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly. Brethren, you are a blessed people. We are a people who have the Word of God. We have the Spirit of God. We have the future with God. We have the people of God to walk through life with. Avail yourself to all those resources. Sometimes the people of God almost live like an orphan. It's a very sad thing. Don't live like that. Avail yourself to all the resources that God has provided for you. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man who trusts in you. Do you believe that tonight? Have you experienced the grace and mercy of Jesus? Then you are a blessed man or woman or child. Blessed. Again, a word of happiness and joy and favor and mercy and grace is the man who trusts in you. So, Father, we pray tonight as we gather in our prayers, our prayer groups, that we would be mindful of that, be aware of that, that you have spared us, you have saved us from the wrath that we most certainly deserve, and you have graced us. We are a blessed people, and we can honestly say, along with this nameless psalmist, that a day in your courts is better than 1,000 anywhere else. And so, Lord, as we pray, help us be mindful of your grace and mercy. Help us to be mindful that we are coming before our Father who hears us in prayers. He delights in the prayers of his children. Not the flowery, fancy language of his people, but the simple, plain prayers of his people saved by grace. Help us to savor that, to believe that, and pray like that tonight. And we ask that in Christ's name. Amen.